Now, international football aside, club football, this is what we do. This is how we earn our bread and butter as football fans. How do you see your side doing? Like, Jose Mourinho's already said he's not buying anyone else. I don't know if he's pulling a Fergie there, but...
You never know with him.
Would you want him to buy anyone else? What positions would you want him to shore up if... I think he's bought reasonably well. Some very good buys. Fabregas, Diego Costa. You definitely can't complain there. Luis, who's going to cover that left-back position.
I was going to say, maybe another back, but we seem to have reasonably good. So we've got Luis in, so that covers left-back.
I would have been...
I wouldn't expect too much more buying.
Losing Luis is still a big thing in that centre of defence. I would have bought another central defender. Or maybe he's got someone in the wings he's looking to promote. Wait, no, I forgot. This is Jose Mourinho we're talking about.
He does have Thomas Callas, but he sent him out on loan for the whole year anyway, so that disappeared.
Yeah.
So I don't know who else. The other sort of youth players I all know are all there. They've got a wealth of attacking midfielders and strikers that are in the under-21 side, under-19 side.
Yeah.
The defenders don't hear much about, so I'm not sure.
Okay. United, of course, everyone was making a lot of predictions, and Louis van Gaal, in Fergie-esque fashion, dare I say it, pretty much confounded everyone by going, yeah, I'm going to give everyone a chance. I think everyone but Bebe and Mourinho Fellaini, because both of them didn't make the trip to America. I don't know if that's because there's an injury or whether Fellaini's had someone show interest in him and he's said that he wants to go. Which could be the case. Because I would have given Fellaini another chance. We spent 26 million on him. It's okay if he spends a season on loan or if he has to bench it up as a super sub for a while. Because whilst we do have a lot of attacking midfielders, we're also pretty unlucky with injuries. So it would be nice to have a backup with Premier League experience like Fellaini. The other unders, Herrera and Luke Shaw, are expected buys. I think we all kind of knew. Toni Kroos would have been amazing to get, but once Real Madrid said they were interested, that was going to be a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Nobody says no to Real or Barca, realistically. So that put kibosh to that idea. But we've got Herrera, I think, is going to be, because he can play both defensive center and attacking mid, which is exactly the sort of player we need. And potentially, if we get Arturo Vidal, which everybody seems to be thinking is the goal, and Louis van Gaal has expressed his admiration for him, then yeah, that basically gives us a Yaya Toure-esque player in that midfield, which if we have those two in the center mid, we've pretty much solved all our midfield problems. Because we know that on the wings, there's Nani and there's Kagawa and there's all these players, but I don't know that Louis van Gaal will be looking to even play with wingers. He's basically said we expected a whole bunch of people to be kicked out, and he said he's going to give everyone 2 or 3 weeks to get to know them, and then he's going to buy players. So he's not looking to spend much, even though we've got a lot of money now, thanks to Adidas. I mean, that's just ridiculous, don't you think? 750 million for a team that's not even in the Champions League?
That is a ridiculous amount of money. I know, yes, it is United, and that's
because a
global awareness sort of brand. You know, it's not like, yes, you're not playing Champions League, but it's not going to be someone that people on the far side of the world are going to go, Manchester who?
Yeah.
You know, they're all going to know who it is, so it's not that bad, but it's still ridiculous money for them. I'm assuming that's several years worth of of contract, and therefore backing on the fact that last year's slide was a one-off for United, and they'll be back up near the top.
Because Nike had been giving a pretty good deal to Man United, and I think it was the second best shirt deal Nike was giving them the equivalent of $31 million a year in their contract, and I think they were second, and the next highest was somewhere like $33 million with Real or Juve. I cannot remember. One of the two. Probably Real. But after this deal is going to be giving the equivalent of $91 million a year.
That is quite a lot.
Which is, you know, because Nike had the right to refuse, right to match any offer given to United. That was their deal, which is like pretty much United were going, Nike, you're our bros. We'll always, people might come to us for more money, but we're never going to backstab you. We'll go, yo.
Yeah.
Look, these guys are offering money. Do you want to keep us or not? And I think even if someone were to be at something like, you know, even if Nike were to match at about 95% of a lot of the deals, United would stay with Nike because we've had such a good working relationship with them in the last 10 years. But Adidas has put their money where their mouth is. And I don't blame Nike for not matching up to that.
That is ridiculousness. So.
Adidas wanted their man and they got them.
Yeah.
So that basically, I was worried money-wise for the club. Like, just to put it in perspective, like, the Glaziers bought United for $700 million
yeah,
10 years ago.
That is a bit ridiculous, then, yes.
You know, Adidas could have just bought United if they really wanted.
They were going to spend that much money anyway. Yeah, really, can they just go, hey, how about we just buy the club?
Yeah.
Then we don't have to keep paying the money or, you know, renegotiate contracts, you know. They just have Adidas on their shirts forever.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's like shirt sponsor and shirt is Adidas. You know?
Shirt sponsor, shirt, football, merchandise.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Other teams. Who are you picking for the top four this year at Premier League?
Top four? I think Chelsea's still going to be up there.
I agree.
City's still going to be up there.
Absolutely. The next two is where it gets tricky. That's crazy.
I think Liverpool will still be good, but I have the feeling they might be the one to slip.
I think without Champions League to distract them and a new coach and just all this extra money and depending on who else Louis van Gaal will play, yeah. I think United will at least finish fourth.
I think it'd be a good bet. I think Arsenal still got...
I think Arsenal, with Alex Sanchez playing for them.
Yeah, they should be. I'd put them top three. They might challenge us up there for the top two. They'll be very, very tough. It's going to be... United for four and Liverpool for five. And then the other also runs of Spurs and Everton.
Yeah.
6 and 7.
I don't think United have it in them to win the league. I mean, I would be super impressed with Louis van Gaal if he did.
That'd be
Think Arsene Wenger, the old sly fox, does have another one in him. I wouldn't be surprised if Arsenal won, especially if Wenger were to get a bit more in his defense.
Yeah,
because especially if they do sell Thomas Vermeulen, then it would be good for them to buy another center back. And their goalkeeper is great, but they need a good backup goalkeeper. But that's pretty much all they're missing. Strike-wise, they're okay. Maybe a young striker just to be as a backup to Giroud. There's no like-for-like replacement for Giroud. That's basically Diego Costa, and he's gone to Chelsea.
Yeah, he's out.
Maybe if they got Jay Rodriguez from Southampton, but I don't think Southampton are selling him.
Well, they've stated up front that they will not sell for no amount of money. How much that is
just... No amount of money was probably like 30 million, I think.
Yeah, yeah. How high that actually is a different story. And they just be a bit of bluster to stop anybody trying to think they can get a bit of a deal.
Maybe even like Wilfred Bony, because he has told Swansea he's happy to stay with them, but if he'll only leave them for a top six club, which means United are out of it. But if he swaps, because Lukaku leaving, he could swap over to a team like Everton.
Yeah, or, it'd probably be a good bet for Everton. They need someone to replace Lukaku.
I don't think United would be unhappy with Boney, but I don't think striker is the position we're missing too many players on, unless Welbeck were to leave. But Arsenal could do with a player like Wilfred Boney, could be very useful.
Might be looking at him. You never know, really, with Arsenal, who they
pick. Heck, they could get Lukaku on loan for a year. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Hopefully we don't loan Lukaku out anymore. I mean, he's good enough. He's had his time learning his trade. I think he's got to the point now where he's...
From my understanding, Mourinho was going to play him last season, but he requested to be sent out on loan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I suppose he wanted the guarantee of first pick up front, as opposed to sitting on the bench and fighting, which I suppose is fair enough. Hopefully this year he's wanting that competition, because I think he's good enough there to, even with Costa coming in, I think Lukaku's got his own set of skills.
Yeah.
His own skill set there to push for a starting spot at different times during the year, especially with, you know, Champions League, Cup football, and the league. You know, there's a lot of football to go around, so...
Absolutely.